7:49 is our time. It is time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Today, our guest is the director of the Area Chamber of Commerce, Julia Raby, with us. Says, believe it or not, there's some things coming up involving the holidays quickly approaching. Sometimes I don't know what day of the week it is, let alone what month it is. But it is October, and it says in front of me on the screen October 7th, which means if I do the math and carry the one, I don't need to carry the one. Halloween is 24 days away. Christmas is around the corner. Of course, we always have the great Isle of Lights down at Chautauqua Park. Thanksgiving is sandwiched in between, and I say sandwiched isn't a good thing because that means, you know, you sandwich, eat, Thanksgiving, love it. Thanksgiving is like my favorite holiday because I like to just gorge.
All the mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potatoes, the cream pie, the desserts, you betcha. The turkey, then it makes you want to take a, you know, 10-hour nap. Mm-hmm. You know I'm tired on Thanksgiving when I'm laying on the couch or in a Barca lounger and I'm watching football and I fall asleep during a football event.
Yeah.
I know I'm really tired.
Yeah.
The turkey really has kicked in. Or ham. Ham's good too. But Julia's here not to talk about food necessarily, but to talk about, well, you know, the tricks and treats of Halloween. Let's start there. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
This morning, I am, you know, this has just been, as we know, an unusual year, but we're looking forward to the holidays and wanting to create some family-friendly events that the kids can participate in and keep everyone safe and healthy. So starting off with trick-or-treat. So the holiday lands on Saturday night, so there will be traditional trick-or-treating as people participate. That's my event that I'm helping with the Beloit Call and NCK Tech is a drive-through trick-or-treat on Thursday, October 29th. So I'll be sending out notes with the kids to school, but the idea is to have just a fun, spectacular drive around that the kids can stay in their cars with their families, and the traditional parade downtown, this will replace that. This year, Beloit Call will still be doing a costume contest, and they will get more information out for that. That's always a great event. They have great prizes that they give away, and the kids are so creative. Sharon will be getting some information out about the contest. Getting candy, we're going to be creating a Google map that people that the businesses and organizations that want to participate will be listed on that map. So you can click on that link and just pull it right up on your phone and you'll know everyone around town that's involved. So we also want to thank NZK Tech for getting their students involved. And that's why we're doing Thursday night, October 29th, 5 to 6:30, so that the students up at the college can give out their candy. Also, our downtown businesses will be giving out candy and then a lot of places in between. So if you want to see that map, it's on beloitchamber.com. You'll pull that website up and go right to Chamber Chat and you can see it on there. The link is on there and we'll be continuing to add businesses and organizations this month. So if you have the desire to give out candy or you want the kids to drive around through your property, your business, you can just give me a call at 738-2717 or email me at the chamber.
Awesome. You mean we don't have to shut down Halloween?
Good. I know. Yay. I mean, and I like the idea with this. I mean, it was fun. Everybody kind of came together with the similar idea of the drive through because then especially if kids in car seats, if you remember those days, the 5-point harness and the buckling and the unbuckling and getting them out and things. So this will be kind of a fun way. Also, they're including Hilltop on this route. And we'll be talking to the hospital's long-term care as well. So even though the residents won't be able to give out candy like they traditionally do, we can wave at them and they can see the kids. Even if it's bad weather, we'll just be waving through the window. But we want to incorporate those those residents as well, because this has been a long year for them. Mm-hmm. So we want to get those kids, you know, out and seeing the community.
Well, I'm glad you're doing that, because my wife and I were just talking about that the other day, about Halloween, about how we usually go up there, and the residents love seeing all the kids in their costumes, and the kids love going up there. Of course, you know, they like candy or whatever, but it's really, really kind of a cool thing. And so once again, it won't be the same, but at least there's something to where there's a connection.
Yes. And that's, you know, one of my kids' favorite stories was when they would walk through with their costumes and they, you know, they were nervous, you know, because they didn't want to, they hadn't been in the nursing home here in Kansas. And so when we went in there, one of the little gentlemen, he was supposed to give his candy away and he was just eating it. He wasn't even giving it away. And the kids were like holding their baskets up and he was like, "What are you doing? Like, this is mine."
Your kids are looking at you like, Is this how it works in Kansas, Mom?
Yeah.
Because this wasn't like in Iowa. I don't think we did it that way in Iowa. It's a Kansas thing, kids. Now move on. You know? That's
get
pretty
your
funny.
Own candy.
Well, you know, I mean, if you got candy in front of you, why can't you enjoy some of it as well?
I totally agree.
There's no rule that says you can't eat some of it and hand it out. You know,
I know. We do that at our house. We buy too early, and it's all gone before the night. I'm like, oh no, I got to get a whole new bag.
Well, I love Halloween myself. It's going to be sad when my kids don't no longer trick or treat, and we're getting close to being to the end of that. And I think I have more fun to look forward to when we bring all the candy back. I want to sort it out and go, all right, where's the Hershey bar? Where's the Snickers? Where's the Three Musketeers?
I think that's the dad tax.
Is it?
That's what my dad said.
Yeah.
That's a dad tax.
Oh, I like that. Ooh, I like that. I'm going to use that.
I already teach economics.
I just say I drove you around. So, you know, I paid for the gas. This is my payment, you know, the commission or whatever. So,
absolutely.
Julie Raby is with the director of Blair Area Chamber of Commerce. So Halloween, got the plans there. And then I saw this posted on social media yesterday, and it's something I hadn't thought about yet because I you know, it's just, you know, like I said, it's hard to keep track of what's going on in the world today. But, you know, the Isle of Lights is always a great event. I know I have family that come in town, and they like to check it out when they're visiting. But we do need people to help with that this year because with the COVID situation, we have, I mean, let's be honest, most of the people that do a lot of the work are volunteers that are 60, 70, 80 years old in some cases. Yep. So we need people to help. So I'm sure that's part of the reason why you want to talk about that today too.
Yes, thank you so much. I really want to get this message out. This is one of our, you know, a thing that's come up with this year, but also kind of just a sign of the times in the way of, you know, a wonderful group started this event 20 years ago. Some different community members came together and wanted to have a lights display in Chautauqua Park. And I don't know how many displays it started with, but now we have over 400 displays of lights. It's a very special thing because a lot of families purchase a display possibly in honor or memory of one of their loved ones. And so there's just a lot of sentimental value as well as, you know, entertainment value with Isle of Lights. And so if you've been through it, you know, there's little plaques that show each, you know, display and who it was donated by and who it was sponsored by. And so there's just so many different pieces and moving parts of Isle of Lights. And I'm like you, Wade, I just kind of lost track of time. And I had heard through the grapevine that they weren't going to have Isle of Lights. And I was just surprised.
You're flabbergasted, weren't
you? I know. I was like, oh, you know, because I think that's as a community, sometimes things happen in our community, and we just assume they just happen.
Mm-hmm. It just automatically pops up.
It's just there,
right.
And that's kind of how I think Isle of Lights. I mean, and that is just give, you know, great props to the board members.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a wonderful testimony of how hard they work, how tight knit their group is. And they're like a family in that board. And they, you know, they think about this display all year round while we just say, wow, that was great. And we're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
They have updated the displays from traditional lights to LED rope lights. You know, that's been a process. And so there's just so many things, so many moving parts to this. And so this year, just with the COVID concerns, but also just different issues in their board itself, with time and priorities, they were just not gonna be able to set it up. And so together with the board, we met, and the chamber has wanted to help however we can. And so what we've done is to put together an online volunteer sign up.
Mm-hmm.
That is also something you can call me again at my office at 738-2717. And what we're looking at is having small groups. That's another thing with the COVID situation. We want to have 10 or less groups, but it can be families with 12 and older.
Mm-hmm.
So they requested the volunteers. They're just a lot of wires and a lot of, you know, things going on down there. They want 12 and older volunteers for starting October 26th. And then we're going to wrap it up. A lot of times they said they work all the way to Wednesday when it starts.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's November 25th. And so I have some signups on that link. Again, that's at beloitchamber.com. You click on that first square, you'll see chamber chat. And that first October 2nd chamber chat, you can scroll down and find that volunteer signup. And the exciting thing about it is if you'll look on that signup, we've already like half full, maybe a third
full.
Good. So people are really showing up for this. And again, I think it's just a great family event for this season. It's something safe you can do with your relatives or people that if you won't be able to travel as much as you used to, mm-hmm. it's something to brighten your holiday time. And so we just really appreciate the community coming out. We have great support from NCK Tech. Mm-hmm. We have great support from our businesses in town. We have organizations. And the other thing that I'm recruiting is kind of how this group started, which is newly retired people that were looking for an outlet, mm-hmm. you know, for their energy, whether you're just great at organizing or you're great at, you know, electrical things, that's great, but you don't have to be.
Yeah.
But you just have an interest in the Isle of Lights. You have an interest in looking for kind of a new hobby or outlet. They're looking for new board members. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that we're talking to different people that want to see this continue, because that's really the heart of it is we're going to need to see some transition in the leadership of this so it can continue. Oh, and yeah. I think the community at large, you just expect it to happen.
Sure, right.
You know, you just think, oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, you know, if anyone has more questions or they want to get more information about it, I can get you in contact with the right people. And we just, again, we've had an amazing Isle of Lights board. We just cannot thank them enough for all the efforts and works that they've done over the years. And they are all, you know, wanting to keep it going. Again, it's their mind is sharp and they're ready to go. It's just they need that the physical
right.
support of, you know, moving pieces and mm-hmm. holding things up. Some of those displays, like the Catholic Church, takes like seven yeah. men to put together.
Yeah, it takes some time.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're working on now, is just the Isle of Lights setup. And then also just people have asked the Isle of Lights hosting mm-hmm. that a lot of groups already are on the calendar. They do that yearly. We thank them for doing that. That is still being run through Bell Memorial. Mm-hmm. So if they want to sign up or get back on that calendar, that's who they'll contact, is Bell Memorials.
Okay. You know, I know I don't know about St. John's, but I know Beloit, they had a time where the kids went down because my son was part of it and they helped out. And that would be really good if you can tie in with the schools or get them to come more than once or something, mm-hmm. because that would help with everything. Because it is amazing how many cords.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's gone down there and seen it when it's not actually lit up. It's amazing how many cords. You don't really see all the cables and cords when it's dark. And then, of course, it doesn't cost you anything to drive through. They ask for donations at the end, and it is pretty amazing. And I know people really bummed out when the pool was being built. They had that one year they had to have it shut down, the Isle of Lights, and there are a lot of people bummed out. So if you remember what it was like when you didn't have it that one year, let's remember that when you're thinking about, well, should I help out or not? Yeah, if you could help out, that would be great. Any little bit of help would be beneficial so that we can keep having something that, you know, people from all kinds of places across the country come to visit.
It brings over 10,000 visitors a season.
Awesome.
And it's amazing the list they have of the countries that the people come from, the states that they come from.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I will say that Beloit schools have been super helpful mm-hmm. and very supportive. And we will be having groups come again this year. We're just going to kind of break it down. And the junior high kids, they said, just find real ownership in that and they enjoy it. And the eighth graders, because they usually come as seventh graders and then eighth graders, the eighth graders kind of tell the seventh graders what to do.
Well, they're the experts then, yeah.
Because they're experts. So,
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
They're
so
the veterans.
That's a good thing for them, though, because they get to have ownership in that and get to mm-hmm. be part of setting that community event up. And mm-hmm. then I think when they go through with their families, when their mom twists
their arm.
Appreciate
it more.
Yeah, to mm-hmm. appreciate it. And mm-hmm. So that's been a really huge help, too, is that, like I said, the community truly has come out and support. And I think that was the biggest thing we wanted, is those board members, that's just one of the many things mm-hmm. that a lot of those individuals do. And they just didn't have the time mm-hmm. to get out the word mm-hmm. that, like, we need more help,
right.
you know. And so that's kind of where the chamber's coming in, is just to come alongside them and support and raise up awareness mm-hmm. and kind of reinforce their troops, if you want to say that. So that's our goal for this season.
Okay, if people just tune in, if they want to volunteer, they want to be a part or help out with Isle of Lights, how can they get a hold of you or do that?
Yep, so you can get a hold of me at 738-2717, and that's my office at the chamber, or you can go to beloitchamber.com and click on Chamber Chat, and then you will see the volunteer sign-up link is there. You will see the flyer. If you are inclined to put that up in your office or your business, you would, for the public to see, there's a flyer there. It can be printed off. Just again, we're all wanting to raise awareness that this event is so important to us,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to see it continue.
Yeah, and the more people involved, probably the more appreciation, I would imagine, as well. That's great. Anything else to add before we let you go?
No, I think that's it.
Those are the main things. All right. So Halloween, still having it. Yay. 24 days from now, October 31st. And then the Isle of Lights, if you can help with that, people would greatly appreciate it so we can keep having it there at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. Julia, thanks for the time. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Julia Arabia, Director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you as always by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.